Okay, returning from 5-minute recess. Okay.
Housekeeping item, Mr. Chairman. I just want to put on the record that Mr. Anthony is not here. Had a conflict in this matter because relationship with the applicant's attorney, and therefore he's not sitting in this matter.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, Mr. Stockton, we were just discussing the setback of two properties associated with some garages. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in terms of this site, it is the applicant's proposal. Obviously, you've heard Mr. Sacco testify and the applicant to bring a garage forward to enable access up the driveway into a garage. Is that fair to say?
That's correct, yes.
And as a result of that, it does trigger a variance because the front yard setback existing is 23.4 feet, where 35 feet is required. And as a result of moving the garage forward, it will result in a 9.4 feet setback. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
However, the lot still complies in all other respects, particularly in reference to building coverage, lot coverage, and side rear and front setback. Is that fair to say?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Now, the property obviously is rather unique, is it not?
Well, it's unique, as well as the other houses to the east, in the fact that a 35-foot setback is rather impractical given the steepness of the hill. It certainly provides a problem in trying to get a driveway up to a house and satisfy the 35-foot setback. As we've mentioned before, there are other structures up and down the street that have provided garages at the detached garages in the front yard that provide a place for a car to park. This proposal basically drops the floor 7 feet lower, moves the front of the new garage a little closer to the street, and instead of having grade difference of over 11 feet from gutter to garage floor, we are now in the neighborhood of 4 feet, which will certainly be a lot safer and would provide the applicant with the opportunity to use his garage in the way it's intended to be used.
And the proposal is to provide enough area to provide two cars to come into the driveway. Is that fair to say?
Yes, normally you would look at putting a car in the garage and then a car in the driveway behind the garage. There's really not enough room in the 9.4 feet to put another car behind it and get it completely off the right-of-way of the street. And we looked at providing a parking area for the second car just off to the side of the garage, and providing a retaining wall and rebuild the existing steps that exist there today.
So the property is constricted, obviously, with the topography, the nature of the slopes. Is that fair to say, Stockton?
I would say so, yes.
And also, we have structures that lawfully exist there on the property today, which have not been modified by this applicant since he purchased the property. Is that fair to say?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and if you look at the present grade of the driveway, what would that grade be?
The present driveway grade is 29.7%.
Okay. And I realize residential site improvement standards, I do not believe, do not have any grade requirements for driveways. However, if you look at the street grade and intersection design criteria under residential site improvement standards, to give the board an idea of what is typically a right-of-way grade, what would be the maximum grade on a right-of-way? Municipal right-of-way, if it were to be, in fact, on a public street.
RSIS standards for a special purpose street or an alleyway would be a 15% maximum grade, and under certain conditions that would be allowed to be increased another 1% to 16%. But that would be a street grade and not necessarily a driveway grade.
But in comparison to what the applicant is confronted with, obviously the grade of that driveway far exceeds what would be acceptable under RSIS standards for road improvements. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you feel by reducing the grade of the driveway, it does provide for a much safer condition?
Well, I think there's two conditions that wanted to be looked at. One is the safety issue, providing a safe parking area for a vehicle to park, go into a garage, exit the car if you were outside the garage, and go up the steps to the front door in a manner that's better than what exists there today. Also, we have the ability to take two cars that are constantly on the street today and get them off street. And as many cars that can be taken off that particularly narrow street, the better the situation is.
And as far as pedestrian access to the house, do you feel, based upon a reduction in the grade, improvement of the stairs, that it will in fact be a safer approach to the house?
Oh, most definitely. I think the stairs that exist there today are older type with much wider tread spacing. I think a moderate updated stairs access from the sidewalk in front and up the stairs is going to be a much safer entrance.
You've seen the drawings prepared by Mr. Sacco. You feel that there is actually going to be an improvement to the dwelling itself, creating a desirable visual environment associated with this application approved by the board?
I think it's a definite improvement to the style and look of the structure itself. I think it's going to be very nicely done. I think the siding proposed is a step upward from the siding that exists there right now. And I think it's a definite improvement, both visually and from a safety standpoint.
And the ability to hold the rear and side setbacks and the coverage issues, you feel that it does provide for adequate air, light, and open space?
Yes, we're in conformance with all of the ordinance requirements, with the one exception of the requested variance for front yard.
Okay. And in terms of the negative criteria, as far as a substantial detriment to the public good, this is in fact a permitted use, is that correct?
It is a permitted use in this R1.02 zone, and we are in conformance with all of the requirements of that zone with the exception of the front yard setback.
And there's no use or activity that you're aware of that would not be residential in character. For example, there's no noise pollution, air pollution, light pollution, dust, vibration, anything of that nature that would have a negative impact upon the neighbors. Is that fair to say?
None that I'm aware of, no.
And lastly, in terms of the substantial impairment of the zone plan, zoning ordinance, again, it is a permitted use. Do you see anything that would be of a substantial impairment to the zoning ordinance in light of the existing conditions on the site and the adjoining properties you identified with similar front entrance garages?
Not a substantial detriment at all. I think it's a good improvement. It's a good plan with a minimum amount of disturbance to the property.
And it does provide for the ability to park off-street two vehicles, which presently cannot be accomplished due to the hardship associated with the topography of the property.
That's correct, yes.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anybody from the board have questions?
Do you plan on making a bigger curb cut in the front, double, to make it easier access to the side to park?
The curb cut would have to be widened because of the widening of the driveway itself. So the curb cut would be widened, yes.
So new apron, I don't think there's sidewalks there.
There is no sidewalk there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're just going to put a bigger apron in front then?
Yes.
The driveway does widen out
at the bottom. Are there three total parking spaces under this plan? If you inside and then two out?
Two.
No, two.
One is the side? Is that
you
side?
You could actually put one in the garage and then one off the side because you only have the nine mm-hmm. feet. You don't want to be hanging over.
Oh, the one in front of the garage is a big one. So it's still two.
Right.
Okay.
Mr. Keady, do you have anything in your memo you need us to address? Are you satisfied?
I think it's just a couple, if you have a couple of comments that you should respond to.
Sure.
First comment, just request revising the zoning table to identify the existing conditions.
Right.
Comment two has already been discussed. Comment three, It's really a design waiver is going to be needed for the width of the driveway. The maximum driveway permitted in the island is 18 feet. The request is 23. I've given the reasons for that already, but that is a design waiver that needs to be requested. Four is just a comment related to the material of the driveway. We propose existing as concrete, and offer to be a concrete path or asphalt.
Yes, asphalt.
And then if that's the case, if you could just provide that detail on the plan. Five is just really a statement of fact. If you exceed 3.5 foot retaining walls, they need to be sent to the to me for review. And then lastly, I'd ask the question if slopes exceed 35%.
Yeah.
You might want to speak about that more.
Yes. Mr. Stockton, I asked you if you could just analyze the degree of slopes that surround the property as to what is being disturbed.
There is no question that there is 35% slopes in the front of the house to the east of the existing driveway from the stairs. That portion of the slope will not be disturbed other than rebuilding of the stairs that already exist. There is a second area of 35% slopes along the westerly side of the house at the end of the parking area outside of the garage. There is an existing concrete steps which will have to be lengthened somewhat and lowered to meet the lowered grade in that particular parking area. But again, this is an area where there is an existing walkway there today, and the actual grading that will take place will be minimal in width, just enough to construct the walls.
So just to summarize, the areas where you are disturbing 35% slopes are areas that are already disturbed because they do have improvements. So you're just replacing essentially existing conditions.
That's correct, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Okay.
So the variances were actually going for a setback and a driveway width? Is that what I'm hearing?
Is it a design waiver?
The driveway is a
design waiver.
Design waiver, okay. So we're granting that also.
You would ask the board to do
okay.
That.
I suppose.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. Or there's nothing else, I'm satisfied. I always like it when we can get more cars off of the street. I believe the reason given, and with the pictures, why the driveway and present garage aren't usable are reasonable. So I think this is going to be attractive and functional for the house and the neighborhood. So I'm in favor.
And I would be even more in favor of getting rid of the fake Tudor.
Well,
I did say attractive.
I know, but it's specified.
Nice job.
Okay. I also live on a very narrow street, and I totally understand all the problems that you're experiencing. And I also happen to be on your street frequently, next door to you. And I see exactly what you're talking about both the slopes and the parking problems and the danger. I would certainly vote to grant any relief that we could.
I think your trouble is the same as his.
Mine's worse. Mine's worse than this.
Okay, we don't have to have a public portion because we have no public, or do we have to go through the...
No.
Just note for the record, there's
okay.
No public.
All right. So, as stated, there's no public. So, I guess we're looking for a motion, please.
I'll make it.
For a setback and
Mr. Kutash?
Yes, for the setback and the design waiver for the driveway.
Both.
Right.
Design waiver and the
setback.
And I second that.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
A question on the motion. So do you want to include the runoff, the leaders going underground? Because that's not part of the plan. But there was a testimony.
How important do you think that is?
I think it's really it would only be important to the resident as far as it may benefit the resident, so the water is not flowing down the driveway. And from a growth perspective, it's coming to the road anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
Okay. I guess that's up to you. Sounds like a good idea to me, but it's up to you. Okay.
And the items referred to in going through the engineer's letter, those will be included, I presume.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay. All right. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much for your time consideration.
Thank you.
Sorry to hold you up. I know everyone still wants to game.
Good luck.
Now we're going to Schlanger.
I said home.
All right.
Thank you. To watch the game.
Okay, we have.
Okay, we have approval minutes for September.
Joe, there's a board thing that will mark you have to leave.
Anything on Mark Tate?
Unmarked paper.
Okay.
Marked
paper. Okay. I wasn't here, so I can't.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Appreciate
you.
Some of a good night.
You were here.
Can we have a motion?
Oh, you're not here. Ken, you want to offer them?
Sure. Why? Are there only ones here?
Offered by Mr. Braswell.
No, I'll Fox offer them. I'll second. Roll call.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony?
Not here.
Gone. Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Was Leo here?
Yes. We went to his house. Remember that? Work.
Okay. All right.
Do we have all the photos? Is there any photos down there?
There were two here. I gave
tonight. That's it? Everything?
Well, it's the only ones I've saved.
Communications, a letter from the borough attorney?
Yeah,
can we, I don't even know
what that is. That's with regard to an application that we previously approved several years ago.
Was that on Highland Avenue? Developed.
Yes.
Highland Ave, right?
This is James' son.
That was my first case.
And he's requesting his performance bonds be released, and that's a response from our borough attorney.
Don't actually report it.
No, it's just, I just thought
there
it was.
Is just FYI. Do a whole lot of this forever? I mean, no, it's not our issue, but... He's only asking us if it was nullified or rescinded. So the simple answer is no. It wasn't nullified or rescinded, the approval. But
and it doesn't expire, correct?
Well, if he doesn't act on it for several years, I think it will. You have to get an extension.
When does that act expire?
They keep changing it. They keep changing it.
I got a couple cases I really would like to show down.
Well, let me ask this. Does the board have any, the board can say nothing on this, or the board can just write a letter saying the approval has not been nullified or rescinded? Or you could say that, plus that the board has no objection to the unused money being refunded. What? If you want to.
Is he asking us for
it? No, he's not. So you know if he wants to say anything or not.
Let's not say nothing.
Thanks for writing.
But you should tell them they weren't nullified or rescinded. I don't know if you need a motion for this fact.
I'll let them know.
So just, Carolyn, you're just going to write a letter for us? Okay. Motion for adjournment?
So we'll make it.
All in favor?
Aye. Second by Mr. Kutash?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. So,
what year is that?